This show has content in it. Now, that content is very good, but at the same time, that content may include, I don't know, swearing or dirty language or talking of naughty parts or something of that nature. Not all of it, much of it not even, but some of it. And so because there's a little bit, we gotta tell you. And so that's what we're doing. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello out there, everybody. It's your friend Andrew Bush, inviting you to a very sexy episode of The Random Bush Show. What's that? Oh, I was just handed a note to say that it's not very sexy. Well, why not? Okay. Oh, because I'm in it? Well, that's just plain insulting. That's really, really mean. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoy the show.
Today's episode is brought to us by dry cleaning. Dry cleaning. Because wet cleaning is for poor people.
You think there's a lot of spanking in hell?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
A lot of spanking?
I think there's a lot of spanking in hell.
I wonder if you're into that sort of thing.
I think that
there's
they have things
spanking.
Like, it's Tuesday, there's the spanking bell, everybody get in a line.
I feel like in hell, there's like a spank that's like, the guy starts from the other side of the room with a paddle.
Hold on.
And he's just like, he's just running.
Wait a minute.
With a fucking oar, just swinging around his head. Swack. Wow. You're like, oh, God, it's your birthday. You got to do this 18 more times.
So on your birthday, so what you're saying is on your birthday in hell,
yeah.
In hell, on your birthday, mm-hmm. you have to stand at the edge of this abyss.
Yeah.
And in the distance behind you, a demon with a giant oar.
Like an oar, yeah.
Like
an old-timey, like an Viking oar. You know where they used to have like eight guys on and they go,
okay.
Beat a drum?
Like a big-ass fucking...
And he can just lift it because he's a demon.
And he's going to come running at you.
He's going to run at you.
And don't you look back. You just keep looking into the abyss.
Yeah.
And bend down and put your ass out a little bit. And he's just going to come running at you, just smack.
Full force. He's going to get so much, like he's going to go, and just the pivot. Just, okay, if you were alive, if you weren't in hell, this would kill you.
Oh, absolutely.
It would kill you.
Absolutely.
But since it's in hell, it's just like, ow, my booty.
Oh, you just shoot off into the abyss like, oh. It'll be like 10,000 years of torture before he makes his way back. And then when he gets back, we're just going to hit him again. We're like, it's your birthday. So this is what I was thinking. When you would say, oh, it's spanking day. And immediately in my head, I saw like the devil comes out of his castle at the top of Hell's Spire. You know, and there's like a pit of people being tortured below him. And he comes out to the end of his castle and he announces every day, today is spanking day. It's always something different. And when he does, immediately everybody in Hell's like, oh, fuck, it's spanking day. So they all get in a line.
People, you think everyone's like laying down. They're like, oh, I hope it's good news today. I hope it's free candy day. It's like, it's hell.
It's never,
it's never
free
a
candy.
Good thing.
Today is have sex with a donkey day. Every day. Every day it's a new, there's the regular torture and the theme. Applied onto the torture.
I think you could get a good apprenticeship, actually, Sean. I think that you have some good idea.
Hello, Mr. Devil. It's my first day in hell. I know that you want to push me right into torture, but first, if I could just, I think I could assist you. I could bring something to your office. We could take this to the next level. Sir, are you on social media?
Let me check your resume. Let's see here.
Oh, I could alter all your ID3 tags.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gee, I don't know. I haven't even considered ID3 tags.
I haven't been very popular lately.
Sir, you haven't been very popular ever. Let's work on this. That's a bad job. No, but what I was thinking was...
There is a Church of Satan. Go on.
Well, what I was thinking was on spanking day, everybody kind of like, it's spanking day! Everybody kind of rolls their eyes and like, all right. And they get up out of their whatever way they're being tortured and they all get in this huge line. And they drop trowel and they bend over. So it's just a billion asses sticking up in the air all in a giant line. And then at the end of this line...
Just all these asses just
hanging hold on.
Out.
At the end of this line is a demon with like 50 hands coming out of them, right?
Right.
And all the hands are big and they're like man hands.
Yeah.
They're hard. Yeah. They've been working with hammers and shit. Yeah. Right. And they've got like long snaggle tooth nails and shit.
Hands.
Exactly. Right. And he's got 100 of them sticking out in all directions. Right. And there's two lines, one on either side, just a line of asses on both sides. It's everybody in hell, every soul in hell's ass sticking up. And then this guy just runs as fast as he can down this long line of asses on both sides, smacking with all 10 hands, just smacking ass just as he runs. Smack, 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 smack.
Release the spank demon.
Exactly. He just comes out and his arms are spinning around. Like his head stays in one place, but his arms spin like the Tasmanian devil.
If I was in hell, I'd be like, oh God, look at this guy.
Oh, great. Oh, it's a spanking demon.
Spanking demon.
And he just whirlwinds through this line, which goes on for miles. And everybody's like, oh, I got smacked.
He is both forehanding and backhanding your ass.
Just 10 hands. like a car wash. Just boom. Oh shit.
You just hear people screaming, ow, my ass.
Right. And everybody kind of walks away with like a red hand mark on their ass. Like, oh, spanking day sucks. At least let's not get fucked by a donkey day.
Who's in charge here?
Hello there. This is Nicholas, the producer of Random Bush. I just want to say thank you for listening. We don't have a lot of money. As a matter of fact, just this little tune in the background that's playing, this is costing me $541. Costing me $541, me, because I'm the producer. I try to make good content, I try to make good things that will make everybody happy, but it just doesn't work out. Sean Random, he doesn't lift a finger. Andrew Bush, he's off somewhere doing some other thing with some people. And who's stuck with it? Who's stuck with all this work? Nicholas, that's who. And that's me, that's what I have to deal with now. Anyways, I snuck this little part in here just for me. Say I hope you're enjoying the show, because I worked really hard on it. And if you want to give a little bit of praise, send an email to randombushpodcast@gmail.com and just say, hey, that mate, Nicholas, he does a bang up job, you know? You should try and figure out a way to pay him. And not just in like candy, because that's not nutritious. It's not good for me to be eating candy every single day. It makes me sick, makes me I don't feel well. And they don't have dental either, and my teeth are falling out. Anyways, there's like another part of this show coming up. You made the halfway through, so congratulations, and stay tuned for the rest of them talking about stuff and not mentioning me at all. Their producer who makes the show actually work. All right.
It was all of the different versions of Jesus that we had. We have Jesus, there's baby Jesus, there's the baby Jesus,
mm-hmm.
there's Buddy Christ,
mm-hmm.
and then like the hippie Jesus has many variations.
There's Jesus, the one on the piece of bread.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
That's right, yeah.
Jesus crust.
Our Lord in cheesiness. Yes, wow, Jesus crust.
That is super cheesy.
I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I just came... my brain just did that.
No, those are all the ones that I could think of. I didn't think of Jesus. That was a good addition. How come this guy, whom for all intents and purposes, like when you really think about it, is probably more of a mythos or an agglomeration of multiple different characters who did interesting things in the time and the area and were all kind of wedged together into one story. I don't really think there was ever a actual...
Oh, you think there was multiple guys that did a bunch of things and someone was... Like, they didn't have... Their names were so similar. Like, they're like, oh, Chris... Well, I mean, Chris and Dave, like Dave went and jumped off a bridge and Chris like lifted some rocks or something.
Yeah, no, that was an extremely common name back then.
Right. Oh, it was? Like everyone was named Jesus?
Jesus yeah. was a common name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and where he was in that area, totally, it was the Bill of Tom Bob.
Well, I mean, because like if you read in the Bible, there's like, what is it? Like David's and there's John's. But I didn't know Jesus is another. Well, Ezekiel was too, so I guess that doesn't really.
What?
And Isaac. No, I'm just thinking of all, like I'm thinking of like
right,
popular.
You're just thinking of
popular Bible
biblical names.
Names. Yeah.
Well, I know that was a relatively popular name. I don't really think like he was a real guy. I don't really think that there was an actual character. I think that it was just kind of like stories were told a lot of word of mouth back then,
right.
things of that nature. And I kind of think like cool things happened, and that story was then exaggerated on and was told to somebody, and then somebody else was. Being be like, oh yeah, that had to be Jesus because he did this awesome thing over here. And right. then I also heard about him walking on water over there, and then he turned water into wine over there. And I think all of these things are, you know, over there, the water and wine thing, that was a dude who pulled off some kind of weird magic trick. He knew some trick,
right.
which we've seen done. You can do that trick. You just kind of sprinkle something into the water, and it doesn't look like you're doing it, but that's like, okay, so somebody pulled that trick off, and somebody in the audience was like, that's fucking impressive. And then they went and talked to this dude, and this dude had just seen another dude walk on water, but he didn't know that there was a reef right there. All he did was he was standing on this shore, and he saw a guy who was kind of walking across the reef, but from his perspective, it looked like there was a dude walking on water. And then he meets up with the first dude, and he's like, dude, I just saw this guy walk on water. And then the second guy's like, bro, that must be Jesus, because I saw him turn wine into water. And then another guy comes along, and he's like, oh, you guys talking about Jesus? Yeah, he's healing people over in such and such. You know, and so I don't really think there actually was a character. I think he's more of like the superhero of the time.
No. I think he was totally a real person. But the thing is that he was initially almost like one of the first celebrities. Think about this.
Yeah, you're right.
Think about all the occupations that were going on during that time. You're talking 2016 years ago or so, more or less, whatever. All the occupations were all things either involving livestock or sheep. And every now and then where there's like a cool job, like maybe carpentry or masonry. Like maybe, like if your family was wealthy. Remember, this is like when doctors were like, yeah, that's, they would just make up shit. Like, a doctor would make up something. You'd be like, oh, I have a cut there. And they're like, oh, that's, go away, cut.
I'm gonna rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, rubbing some dirt in it. Little, some sap. Like, I'll well, go no, over
actually,
there.
They had a very...
Touch this camel and then touch your wound and maybe...
I think you'd really be surprised at their knowledge of the world around them. What they could do with plants and herbology.
But this is my story, what I think.
Okay.
As a real person, you read that he was like a carpenter. Because you did what like your dad did, or whatever.
Right? Sure. Yeah.
So
you're
like
stuck in a class or a job.
He's a carpenter. Or... He works with wood. He does this and that. But he doesn't really like doing that. He's like, oh, this is boring. This sucks. Who wants to be a carpenter?
I never wanted this.
I think there's even a story where he goes and like to the main city to like sell one of their cabinets, whatever the fuck they made. But it goes.
I don't think they make cabinets.
Whatever they make.
Jesus, cabinet maker.
whatever he made. He was a carpenter. Whatever. Bowls. Who knows? I don't know. Hi. Are you in the market for a quality cabinet? I'm Joseph of Arimathea, and I am a cabinet maker here at Joseph's and Sons Cabinets. We got all kinds of cabinets for you. We have big cabinets, little cabinets. And that's about it. And if you don't believe me, just ask my son Jesus.
You're not my real dad.
Right on, kiddo. You got it. So, if you like cabinets, come on down to Joseph's and Sons Cabinets at the corner of Lamb and Hovel. We'll do anything to make you happy.
Joseph and Sons Cabinets.
Da-da-da-da. What did they make? Out of wood.
Well, I think as a carpenter, maybe they built like barns and houses.
And there were no child labor laws. So
carts,
he started working
wagons.
When he was 6 or 7. As soon as he could help out his dad, he
sure.
was working.
Yeah, oh, totally.
So
Before then,
as soon as he could help, hand me that tool, he was helping out Joseph. He's giving him all this stuff or whatever. And then, of course, they have to go to market and sell this. During the time when he goes to the market and he sells this for the first couple times, one of the only entertaining things that they had back there were Pharisees. They were people who would stand on the corners and they would just tell stories as loud as they could. They'd be like, hey, everybody, listen up.
That's what podcasts used to be.
That's what it is.
That's the first podcast.
We're literally like common day, you know,
Pharisees
that stand on the corner.
That's interesting.
And they
shout. We're modern Pharisees.
Yeah. Yeah. And they shout at people and people go, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing anything else. I'm just going to stand there and I'm going to listen to this guy talk about some stuff. And I think young Jesus went, that's fucking fascinating.
That's where I want to be.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. And, you know, like...
So you're saying deep down inside, Jesus was a stand-up comic.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
He wanted to
not
speak.
A stand-up...
No, yeah, well,
I mean, like... he wanted to make people happy, so... Yeah, I guess that is what it is. And I mean, I wouldn't say that everything he was doing was jokes, but he was a motivational speaker.
He expressed his thoughts.
He was
Yeah, that was way of being in life and philosophies or whatnot.
Yeah, and he rose up to sort of this, I would say, celebrity status based on his stories and going out and doing that.
Ugh. So we were talking about Jesus, but the way that he's envisioned.
Yes.
And like
as a real person, I think he's different than how he was written.
Right. Well, I don't think he was a real person, but we already had that talk. But, okay, so hippie Jesus. If Jesus looked like hippie Jesus, which is what the general world thought Jesus looked like for a long time because of all the paintings and stuff.
The long hair and the beard.
Right,
is that where we're going with? That, like, kind of like that, you know, like the, yo, dude.
The
like
classic image of Jesus.
He looks like he'd be playing hacky sack, like with dirty, you know, dirty jeans and everything if he was like a modern day like,
I
guy.
I call him hippie Jesus. I mean, I think you know who I'm talking about. If Jesus looked like that, we would absolutely know it because he'd be the only person that looked like that. And in all of those stories, it would be like, oh, and then this hippie walked in and started talking shit. Like,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's how he looked. And people are like, oh, he's going to look, he's going to start talking. Right, look at this guy. Listen to crazy face.
If he really did look like that, every story about him would start with this. This foreigner from some odd land who clearly didn't belong, or, you know, like, how did he even learn our language? You know, like it would be so obvious. Like, every story about him would start with this description of this man out of place. His eyes were blue. What? He's obviously sick. Look at him. There's something wrong with this guy. So we know he didn't look like hippie Jesus.
Okay.
Even though I love the image of hippie Jesus. So that means he didn't look like Buddy Christ either, because Buddy Christ is pretty much a character or a cartoon of hippie Jesus. Like, yeah, Buddy Christ.
There's a picture online that I've seen of, like, this little Mexican lady praying to, like, a shrine, and there's candles up and everything, and she has a picture of Jesus, but it's not Jesus. It's Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
And so she's sitting there going, oh, like, praying to...
Do you think she doesn't know?
She doesn't know, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi with the beard and the long hair.
I know exactly what you're saying.
And someone...
He's probably got the hood up.
Yeah.
He's dressed like a Jedi.
Yeah, and he's dressed like a Jedi.
No, it's an easy mistake to make.
And he looks like hippie Jesus. He does, because he's sitting there going, oh, that's Obi-Wan Jesus.
I bet she found this photo somewhere and said, oh, it's a picture of Jesus. I'll take it home and add it to my... But she's never given it. I wonder what Ewan McGregor thinks of this.
I don't know if he's seen it.
There's something weird about that. Like, if you were standing there in the room, would you be like, oh, ma'am, this is an actor who's playing a Jedi? Would you explain
it? He was in a movie about heroin called...
No. You don't have to go that far. No, you don't have to go into his career or anything. Actually, ma'am, I need to tell you about the island. I'm going to really fuck your religion up. There's these clones. They look just like Jesus.
And you're a fan of musicals, Moulin Rouge. And he's a great tenor.
Dude, Jesus goes out of his... Oh, he's so good in that.
Jesus is in love with a prostitute, much like how the real Jesus was.
Wow.
Mary Magdalene. Yeah.
Moulin Rouge as a comparative to the biblical...
Kind of a little bit. He was a writer, went to a foreign country, falls in love with a prostitute, and in the end... Well, she dies in the end, but someone dies in the end.
We don't know what happened. Yeah. Mary Magdalene's story is very... Wow.
Yep.
Moulin Rouge. So are you saying that Ewan McGregor is Jesus?
Maybe.
Maybe this lady is on this. We didn't even consider that.
Think about this. In the movie...
Assume this lady was confused.
In the movie,
she might know something that we don't know.
He's got a lot of, like, he's got a guy who finds him. He's got a guy who finds
you're
him.
You're right. Yeah.
Toulouse Lautrec.
I agree with you.
Toulouse Lautrec, who's a writer, just like him, finds him and brings him to the forefront. Who else is like that?
This is a sociological comparative study.
Yeah, like, John the Baptist.
I can easily see
found Jesus just like Toulouse Lautrec found Christian in the movie Moulin Rouge. He had a bunch of followers. A lot of people thought he was doing. He fell in love with a prostitute.
Wow.
Never sleeps with her.
You're right. He
never
does.
Sleeps
he
with her.
He keeps his virtue.
He keeps his virtue, but he totally is all about her. Writes songs about her. Has a bunch of other messages on the outside. Yeah.
Interesting. Is he persecuted at all? Well, I mean, there's that other dude.
For being, like, poor, I guess. Sort of.
Jesus was persecuted for being poor.
Yeah.
If he was rich, that story would have played out a lot different.
If Jesus was rich, that story would have never happened.
Well, he would have paid someone else to carry the cross.
Yeah. none of that would have happened. He's just been like, I don't need to go around walking everywhere and riding on stupid donkeys telling
all
people about things.
All his rich friends would be like, that Jesus, he talks a lot.
Yeah.
Lay back, stretch your arms and your legs out. Lay them down, they are heavy and comfortable. Heavy, heavy, heavy and comfortable. You are relaxed. Feel all of the tension, negativity, and problems of the day flow down your arms and legs and out of your fingers and toes. Problems at work flow out and gone. Money concerns flow out and gone. problems with your over-demanding mother, out and gone. And they're back again. Relax, relax, relax. And your bitter, passive-aggressive mother is gone. Your head is heavier, heavier, heavier. More relaxed, more relaxed, more relaxed. You are completely at peace. No thoughts of the voicemail messages from that bitch that will await you first thing in the morning. Each more and more venomous and critical. Venomous, critical, venomous, critical, venomous, critical. You are relaxed. You're relaxed. You know it doesn't take much to puncture a brake line. It could look like normal wear and tear if you do it right. Do it right. Do it right. Do it. And you are relaxed. It would be easy enough to find the schematics for her car on the internet.
Please leave your message.
Dad, hey, it's Gary. Thank you for that relaxation CD. It's been really helpful.
Hi, everybody out there in podcast land. Andrew Bush here with a very special message. Did you know that for right now, for a limited time only, you can go to Taco Bell and get a taco for only $2.99? It's like $2.99, right? I don't know how much it is. That has nothing to do with the podcast, but I just wanted to let you know that. In other news, hey, if you're enjoying the show or not enjoying the show, let us know. You can email us at therandombushpodcast@gmail.com. That's right, we have a Gmail account, because who uses Yahoo nowadays? Am I right? I mean, Yahoo, if you're listening, you can give us money too. All right, have a good one, guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have found ourselves at the end of another glorious episode of The Random Bush. And boy, was it exhausting. This one really took a lot out of us, but you know what? We're happy to do it. If this show just made one disenfranchised, orphan, crippled child who probably doesn't have a very high IQ and not a lot of prospects in this world, if that kid just giggled just once, then it was all worth it. And if he didn't, fuck him. What's he gonna do, right? See you next week, guys.